This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there. Of course, big news in the entertainment industry is that Boyz II Men are coming to town, and we caught up with the people who are bringing them from Blue Blood, Osman Osman and Shaistar Khan Osman. They told us all about the gig and all about many other gigs that they're bringing to the city of Dubai. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. We are going to talk entertainment and two lovely people that have joined us on the show. From Blue Blood, they are Osman. Osman, I'll say good evening to you, sir. How are you?
Good evening. I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good. And the lady who's got the most amazing name, she went, think shy. Star. Shaistar Osman. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Where did that name come from?
So it's actually a Persian name, and I was named
gorgeous.
My grandmum.
Oh, wow. What a fabulous Shaistar. Absolutely love it. So you guys are Blue Blood Entertainment. Tell me about the origins of this company and some of the things that you've done, you know, some of the acts that you've promoted.
So Blue Blood started off in South Africa, not by myself. We both were in entertainment before we met. Okay. My company was called Four Corners Entertainment.
His name is Osman.
Yes.
Four Corners.
That works.
Square.
Yeah,
that works.
I'm getting that, yeah.
And then, you know, Shaistar's company was called Blue Blood, and it was a concierge company that was doing a lot with FIFA at the time for the 2009 Confeds Cup
FIFA,
and the World
Cup. UNICEF, yeah. And a lot of the crown partners okay. in South Africa. So setting up a lot of the child-friendly spaces as well as the certain elements within the fan fests that transcended over South Africa. So that's the origin of the actual begin to Blue Blood.
Okay.
And then when I met this devil over here, in just after World Cup, actually, in 2010.
Oh, wow.
I lost a lot of money because of that.
Yeah, all right. You know. So it sounds like love blossomed after the football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we then subsequently got married. Whirlwind yeah. romance. Met in 2010, got married in 2011, and for a year or so, or a few months, we tried to, you know, stay our own courses with him with Four Corners, myself with Blue Blood. And after a while, we looked at each other and we said, you're working for me and I'm working for you. Let's just merge.
Yeah, and become makes sense.
And then being the gentleman, you know, yeah. I conceded and I decided to work for my...
Had nothing to do with the fact that Blue Blood was the stronger brand. No.
Now, I mean, Blue Blood was from South Africa. That was the brand came from. I mean, yes. Transferring it to Dubai and making it relevant in Dubai. Tell me about that journey.
So 2019, I said to this guy, I said, listen, we yep. need to cross borders and we do what we do and we do it really well.
Yep.
And I think Dubai is our next opportunity.
You know, Dubai is the entertainment capital of the Middle East and it right. made sense to come here in terms of doing shows.
Osman looked at me as we got onto the flight and he said to me, you know, you're taking me out of a country that I hustled so hard, I don't have to introduce myself anymore because... That's
he's a celeb in his own right.
Exactly. And then I came
well,
here
you know,
to Dubai.
I'll say this about him. He is certainly the ultimate hustler. I'm going to one day make a film about him because it's everyone's got an Osman story in South Africa.
Have they really?
It really yeah. is. He's a charismatic character, honestly. And I am very proud of him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's my little project.
I mean, what were some of the things that you promoted in South Africa, some of the shows that,
so
that you
in
did?
South Africa, we specialized in three genres. It wasn't just South Africa, it was Africa. So we did all the Bollywood that came onto the continent.
Oh, wow.
That came through us.
Yeah.
All the family entertainment. So your Smurfs, Dora the Explorer, Nickelodeons.
Oh,
the family entertainment, we did that. And all the comedy. So all the local comedy. We started off and I used to work very, very closely with Trevor Noah.
Oh, right.
From when I know Trevor from when I was at the age of 16 and we grew up together. And I started doing all the comedy events in South Africa, working with local comedians. And then we established a brand, which mm-hmm. was the biggest ensemble comedy brand in South Africa called the Kings and Queens of Comedy.
Mm.
And the whole pretext was 10 big names, one big night. So you came in on a Saturday and left on a Sunday because there were so many comedians.
Brilliant brand, brilliant concept. It still runs still today.
Mm-hmm.
We have actually tried to integrate it into the Dubai audiences, but it will take us some time to build it.
I don't think it'll take Osman that long to become as famous as he was in South Africa.
No, I don't have to. You know, I hustle so hard, I don't have to introduce myself wherever I go. You know, it paid off. When we came in 2019, then the proverbial evil COVID snuck up.
Yeah.
And no one knew what was going to happen there.
And, you know, when everyone else was making Dalgona coffee, banana bread, and TikToks, we were building the world's first COVID-conscious seating plan for an indoor concert. And our claim to fame, hail all on our side, is that we did in fact do the first indoor live concert in Dubai, which was Sona Nigam The Light in 2020.
Okay.
And we named it The Light specifically because that was the first Bollywood concert that was happening in 2020.
Right.
It was in August of 2020 before the vaccines were even rolled out in the UAE. And we were given the opportunity with DTCM or DET now, as they're known, to put on this amazing concert. And we called it The Light because this was the light at the end of the tunnel for live events.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the blueprint was utilized throughout the UAE and internationally. It became, we took the World Trade Center, which was 5,000 seats, mm-hmm. and the floor plan was ever changing, right?
Ever changing. Up until the very day of the show. I mean, I think the night before it went all the way down to 800, and then we went, okay, listen, we need to just solidify this, and we ended up with, I think, just under 1,200 seats from a 5,000 seater venue. I mean, if you ask any promoter or any producer, that's unheard of. But what we did is we created a floor plan where two people took the onus upon themselves that they are coming together and they felt comfortable with each other, firstly. And secondly, they could take a 2 meter long yardstick and swing it around themselves and they would not hit the next person. So there was a 2 meter distance. I mean, talk about
between everyone.
Talk about, you know, COVID consciousness. We really took it to the next level. We even personally did videos and viral videos where we showed our audiences how safe we were trying to keep them and how to keep themselves safe.
And you know, all eyes were on us globally, especially here in the UAE. I remember the National Crisis Committee coming out to the event. And when you have these high-ranking officials watching this event, you needed to make sure everything was done.
Spot on.
It was spot on, and it was flawlessly done. I think the hardest part for us, the easiest part for us, is selling concerts. But the hardest part then was, like Shaista said, educating people and telling them they were safe to come out to a concert.
Curtailing and curbing the fear.
Right.
You know, so marketing at that point became a little bit more tricky. But that is definitely how we entered into the Dubai audiences, into the Dubai arenas. And the rest, as you say, is history.
Yeah. You mentioned the word arena. We're going to come back and talk arenas and talk about a band that you are bringing to the UAE. We're absolutely going to fill that arena.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
The road. The incredible Boyz II Men. What a song. I mean, you know, you just put that on and you start kind of rocking from side to side, and you know, your light has come out or your mobile phones now. Beautiful music from Boyz II Men, and the good news is Blue Blood are bringing them. We have Osman Osman and Shaistar Khan Osman joining us. You must be so excited yourselves. It sounds like you're big fans. You were singing along to that.
It brings back memories, you know. It brings back all that nostalgia that we grew up with.
Yeah.
And that's why they're so iconic, and they're selling out arenas throughout the world. And we had to bring them to Dubai. So, and tickets are flying. I mean, there's very limited tickets.
Tickets are really just running out the door, honestly.
Great.
I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud that Dubai is back.
And, yeah, yeah.
You know, we are all musos. We love our music.
I know. You know? I know. I could see you singing along there to, when we put that tune on.
I have to be very careful to make sure I'm not singing into the microphone.
So I'm so happy that tickets are doing well. This is going to be Coca-Cola Arena?
Coca-Cola Arena, 28th of April is the show. Very limited tickets available at Coca-Cola Arena Platinum List. And come and relive your
Should we have
yesterday?
A little bit more of that song?
Yeah. Of the road.
What do you think makes them such a special band and, you know, such a unique kind of a sound?
I think their sound is just, you know, you've said it. Their sound is so unique. And their songs is what we've all grown up to. It's the words have meaning, which I think some, I need to be careful here how I say this, but you know, some of the newer songs, they just don't have that.
No, they don't have that soul.
Heart-gripping. Yes, soul. Absolutely, you know. And it just doesn't tug around your heartstrings and go, yes, I'm staying here for decades to come, as Boyz II Men does.
Yeah.
You know, it's had a staying power. They have staying power.
Yeah, they've come from Boyz now to being men. And still performing.
And I mean, they're one of the only iconic international bands that didn't come back together on stage or separate and go their own way. Yeah. They've been together, I mean, for decades.
And you'll recognize those same faces.
Yes.
You
know, absolutely.
I mean, was it difficult to secure Boyz II Men? You know, I mean, a lot of these top bands, are they en route somewhere else to come to Dubai?
So, you know, any band that's coming to the Middle East or going on tour is tough to secure because you're contending with other companies as well. But I think it's based on relationship. We have the relationships with a number of major artists.
Yeah.
And we were able to secure it. Yes, they are on tour. So we're on the back of the UK tour. Mm-hmm. And they come to Dubai for a one-off in the region.
I must add that they really did want to come back to the
did
UAE. They really did want to come back to Dubai. So
I
this
think the
is
last time they came was in January 2020, just before COVID. They were one of the last shows that happened before.
Yes, at the arena.
At the arena. It was one of the first shows at the arena when the arena just opened up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Joe Koy as well.
Yeah.
Joe Koy was there.
There's another, and I think you're bringing Joe Koy again, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, we are on the 26th of May, and that's going to the Etihad Arena.
Yeah, and James Blunt?
James Blunt is happening on the 24th of May. Yeah, we've got a big lineup. There's some huge things happening, some amazing shows we've got. Got Bad Friends as well coming to the Etihad Arena. There's a lot of stuff going into the Dubai Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of shows that are happening at the Coca-Cola Arena. It's like, I think, you know, the Coca-Cola Arena is where we started off.
Yeah.
And we've done.
It's kind of changed the landscape completely of Dubai, hasn't
it? It's the most beautiful venue, honestly. It's purpose built. And
we can have shows all the year round now. Before it was only in the winter, you know, we couldn't have anything outdoors in summer.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, look, the Coca-Cola Arena is iconic because firstly, it stands as this beautiful building, you know, that just lights up on show night, which is truly, you know, it's truly magnificent.
What's your day going to be like on show night?
Oh, I mean, wow.
We'll be watching the show. Everyone else can.
We'll delegate.
I mean, show day for us is really intense.
We have, honestly, truly the best team in the business. I must give a shout out to my Blue Blood team, my Blue Blood family. We really work as, you know, they take my breath away, take my words away. But I love them, and they are true consummate professionals. And on show day, it goes seemingly beautiful. It is It's actually music.
Yeah. Great. If we want to follow you guys and keep up to speed with all the shows that you're bringing and also get our tickets for Boyz II Men, where do we need to head to?
So you can follow us on social media at Blue Blood Middle East or at Osman BB, I think it is, and at Shaista Khan Osman on Instagram. And if you want tickets, you can go to Coca-Cola Arena, Etihad Arena, or the one-stop shop platinum list that has all our events listed up on
Lovely
there.
Lovely stuff. Can I have your permission to play another Boyz II Men?
Of course, as long as you sing it with us. That's the thing. If you sing it with us,
we're going to let Mariah Carey do that, okay, if you don't mind. The big hit, One Sweet Day. Thank you so much for joining us
on
the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, my love.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.